universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I think I've mentioned it in the past that my wife loves HGTV and DIY TV, seeing how to fix things, do things. She just will spend hours absorbed in this. Lately, she's gotten into the ones where it's couples for the first time are renovating a house, and I think she likes it because it reminds her of us, and because these couples they get in arguments. No, we got to do it this way. No, we got to do it that way. The one that she was chuckling about most recently was he'd say, "Can you measure that?" And she'd measure it, and then he'd say, "I want to measure it." And she'd every once in a while say, "Can't you trust me?" And she'd say, "It fits." And he'd come over, "Let me see. Can't you trust me?" And I think that's part of the reason she likes these shows, because it reminds her of so much of us, because I tend to do that too. I have to look, I have to feel, I have to touch it. And she'll say to me, "Can't you trust me?" And I do trust her. Well, she said the guy on the TV show, I didn't see this episode, said, "I just got to touch it for myself." And I think a lot of blind people are that way. Admittedly, though, there are times that I don't trust or I don't want to trust people because either they've let me down or I just have an uncomfortable feeling about it. And so taking directions from somebody I don't trust, oh my gosh, that's really hard. It's really hard. And I'm guessing many of you have struggled with the same thing, especially with those of us who have disabilities. When we get let down once, it seems like everything's a letdown then. And it tends to be more over-exaggerated, but that is because we have to trust people so very much. So when we are disappointed, it's big time. Well, this follows back into a different thought. This week is Thanksgiving, and I was thinking, what shall I say? Thanksgiving, be thankful to God. And then my thought went to some people who I've been ministering with that they've had some very difficult times in the past month. They've said it's hard to be thankful when God's pushing you down. My wife just sent a note to me that one of our friends, her friends at work, their son's house was burnt to the ground. Everything lost, including the pets. It's hard to be thankful when so many bad things happen like this. And it got me to be thinking, you know, thankfulness is related to and moves back into that whole concept of trust. If you don't trust God, how can you be thankful? If you absolutely trust a God, even when bad things come, you can be thankful. But then the one other thought that came to my mind is, as I've said to my wife many times, I trust you. We've been married for, I got to get this right. How many years? 38 years. Of course I trust you, because I have a lot of experience with her. I know I can trust her. Usually for her, it means I just want to touch it and know for myself, just as sighted people want to look at something just to confirm. Well, I went flipping through the Bible on the word thank and thankfulness, and I saw many things, but I stopped at Psalm 136, because this one relates very much to what I've been talking about. I'm going to read the first three verses first. Psalm 136, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Verse 2, "Give thanks to the God of God. His love endures forever." Verse 3, "Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. His love endures forever." And then verses 4 to 25, the writer is recounting what God has done. He does great wonders in the earth. And I'm just kind of summarizing. He made the heavens, and he presents the earth across the waters. He puts the great lights in the sky, the sun to govern the day, the moon to govern the night. He killed the firstborn of the Egyptian Pharaoh, and he freed his people out of there. He divided the Red Sea that they may pass and brought them through. Skips down a little, and he swept the Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. He led the people through the wilderness. He struck down great kings. He struck down mighty ones. He freed them from their enemies. He gives food to every creature. That's verse 25. And then verse 26, the final verse. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. I think here we have two things wrapped together, what I've already kind of talked about. Trust, well, I guess three, really. Trust, reputation, and give thanks. We can trust God because look at all the things he has done. He controls and is everything. He has made everything. We have his reputation. We don't always like what happens, agreed. But because of what he has done and his reputation, we know that he can be trusted for us. When we trust in him, he can be trustworthy. That's why we as Christians can give thanks to him. Thanking him, even when things aren't so good, because we know that he has our best interest in mind. Oh, there are many times my girls, when they were growing up, were mad at me, and Tori loved to run outside and climb a tree, and she'd sit up there and just think and brood, but she'd come back in, she'd eventually give me a hug, she'd say, I love you. Sometimes it would take a day or two, but she could see that I was trustworthy, always there for her, because usually I'd come out to the tree and say, hey, you hungry? You want to come down and have some supper? I love you. Even though I didn't always do what she wanted, she learned by reputation that I was trustworthy to her and that I loved her. And so, she could trust me. And so, we can trust God. And if we can trust God, then we can give him thanks, even when things aren't so good. So this week where we hold the national holiday of Thanksgiving, let's pause and not just be thankful that, I'm alive or whatever. We can. But also stop and think about God, his reputation, all that he's done for you. I mean, I can think of so many things. I lost my sight, but I learned Braille. I had parents there to help me. Now, I know some of you haven't had those things, but there are other things you can be grateful for. And you can attribute that to God looking out for you. And when you have then that understanding of that reputation of what God has done for you, then you can give him thanks. And I'd like to close with one last thing, of course. We keep saying again and again and again that God loves us. People question it. But then we point to Jesus, the Son of God, that he came. He, though was perfect, died a sinner's death. And he did so for you and me. And that as he rose from the dead, that's what he promises to you and me when we trust in him. He is trustworthy. Trustworthy to give us everlasting life. And that is another thing for which we can thank him. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your trustworthiness and that your reputation always precedes and follows you. Help us to look at that and remember that. And then we can know that you are there for us and do love us. And for that reason, we give you thanks. In your Son's name we ask it. Amen. Love to hear back from you. If you have any fun Thanksgiving stories or things that you are thankful for that seem a little odd, write me. Let me know. You can do so at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at notdashalone.net.